on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about finding the golden nugget. Can you have gratitude when things aren't going your way? In your darkest hour, can you find the good? No matter what, can you count your blessings? Learn tips to find the golden nuggets in life in this month's bonus episode, focusing on lifestyles. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire. If you listened to last week's episode, that was about everyday enlightenment and 10 ways that I try to live my life. This would be number 11 because gratitude is very important. This was inspired by a few things because this is something that has had a huge impact on my life. Someone said to me years ago that my Facebook posts were mainly negative. I was like, what? I went back and reviewed. Sure enough, they kind of were. Kind of complained a lot and wasn't even aware of it because it was so ingrained in my response. The Rolling Stones sang it best. You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you find you get what you need. I know, no career there in singing ever going to happen. When you don't get what you desire, what's your response? Looking for the golden nugget, no matter what, really supports me. Last month in my awareness episode, I shared a little bit of my women's group, the cruelty, the meanness of one woman, which was really the final straw for me to leave. It was a conscious decision, and when I made it, I felt a weight lifted. That was a good sign for me that that was the right move for me. It's painful. I had a wide range of emotions. It's getting a lot better, and this will probably be the last time I bring it up on the podcast because I really don't want to devote any more energy into it. I want to heal from it, move on. Been a few months, which for something that was really hurtful and a group I'd been part of for years, I'd expect this. I'm sharing this because I would like people to know that you can find good stuff in events that are really painful. One thing that has helped me through this process is finding the golden nugget. Despite all the junk I went through, what are the good things? I'm saving money. That took no brain effort. No more Sunday classes. Sunday is a family day for me, and even when Tony has to work, it just feels right for me to be home with the cats. And of course, football! I sadly had to miss some Steeler games over the past year. I'm hoping 2008 is our year. We take home Super Bowl number 7 in 2019. Let me dig a little deeper. I ask you to dig a little deeper. I ask that of myself too. I had awesome boundaries with this situation. I said, forget this stuff. I didn't blame myself. And I didn't lower my vibration to be cruel like the other woman. How awesome is that? Pat myself on the back. I'm super proud of myself. I learned a lot from the experience. I can appreciate all that I learned from my coach and the other women. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I'm waiting for my next assignment. And guess what happened? I let that women's group go and ended up connecting with someone local from my alma mater. We had our first event at the end of January. I met other women that were similar to me, looking for female friendships, and I've already planned events for February, March, and April. That's a good thing about being organized. When you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire. I had something even more painful happen to me last fall. I could feel driving I was going to receive some bad news. I started reciting all the things I was grateful for. And even at this horrible event, what was right about my life? What was good? My awesome husband, the three cats that have me at their beck and call, my amazing friends, especially my best friend, Cotty, my family, I own my own business. I kept repeating it over and over. It was the one thing that kept me sane. Did your New Year's resolution to get organized and clear clutter slip by the wayside? Are you tired of saying you will get organized and clear clutter, but it never happens? When was the last time you did a thorough spring cleaning? Would you like to save money and time while gaining peace of mind? Our Spring Cleaning Facebook Mastermind community can support you begins April 9th. Come on, join us. So how do we find the golden nugget? Take an event that has happened to you in the past that hurt you, disappointed you, made you angry, frustrated you, all of the above. What's still stuck in your craw? Maybe something didn't turn out as you had hoped. A relationship didn't work. Someone hurt you. Write the event down. Share as much detail as you're able to. Get it all out. Once you have written the event down, read it. Start writing down or saying out loud all of the golden nuggets. Challenge yourself here. Act like a detective or an archaeologist. What do you need to discover and uncover? Make it into a game. If this is hard for you, and you might be in a place where it really is, I wasn't looking for the golden nugget after that evil woman's comment. I recommend beginning with a simple gratitude practice. Be grateful for something every single day. Write it down, say it out loud, share it. Life kind of stinks. Do you have access to clean water? A washing machine? A job? Health insurance? Someone who loves you? A pet? Get going with the basics and build from there. If you've been doing your gratitude and finding nuggets are still a challenge, consult with a trusted friend. Ask them what good they find. I don't know what I'd do without my best friend, Cotty. Everyone needs a Cotty in their life. Keep practicing to build that golden nugget muscle. I believe most of us are on autopilot, and our knee-jerk reaction is to complain, say why me, stay stuck. With some awareness, you can shift this. This is really life-changing stuff. Try and take another awesome step by releasing those who hurt you with love. Say a little prayer and let them go. Don't allow them to take up any more space in your mind or heart. Remember, don't do the spiritual override. If you have not resolved your feelings and processed it, honor what you are feeling. Scream, kick, shout it out. When you get to a place where you're more neutral, this exercise might be easier. It's a process. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. I'm still processing all that junk that went down in my women's group, but I'm at a much better place. It was a really crappy thing with the group I'd been through for 4 years. It's not going to change overnight. I can't just magically wave a wand and clear all my stuff. I talked about it with someone, and I wasn't nearly as upset as I was in the past. Woot woot! Progress, not perfection. How will you know if you've resolved it for the most part? I say this because sometimes things can jump out of, seemingly out of nowhere down the road. I view it not so much as about the actual event, but more what the event represents, what you're feeling, and it's a gift to show you still have some pain and an opportunity to clear it. You will know if you can talk about it and you really don't feel much. You're neutral about the subject, like you're describing paint dry. No big deal. Just an event that happened. As our awareness episodes are shorter, here are some previous shows that may support you. From 2014, episode number 25, Releasing Emotional Clutter by Honoring All Emotions. From 2015, February bonus, Having Gratitude to Release Clutter. April, number 62, Emotional Clutter, How to Acknowledge Your Emotions. From 2016, May bonus, Clearing Clutter by Deepening Your Gratitude. July bonus, 10-minute Declutter Your Life, Feeling Your Feelings. September bonus, Victim Mentality, How to Stop Being a Victim. And from December, episode number 153, Clearing Emotional Clutter Through Closure. And from 2017, our August bonus, Are You Doing the Spiritual Override? Take actions from today's podcast. Practice finding the golden nugget every day. Challenge yourself to find the golden nugget in the most difficult situations. Be grateful for something every day. Do this especially if you are being challenged in finding the golden nugget. Ask a trusted friend to help you find the golden nugget. Often another's perspective can support us. Thank the people who hurt you and release them with love. On our next episode, we are talking to a couple about downsizing and hearing their story. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.